Again, we're getting back into the sugya that we had left off with a couple of weeks ago. I want to see it this time somewhat differently than we started last time, to see it chunk by chunk. So here on Dalet Amud Aleph, first you have the case of the Itztava B'Emtza, then the case of Itztava Min Hatzad. Let's take a look at each one independently. Let's go back to the Gemara. We spent some time in the Gemara the other week. Let's see the Gemara again briefly. I said, "Gavo mi esrim amu uvanavo itztava kenegedofenem tzayel pnei kluva." I have a sukkah that's smack in the middle of Dalet Amud Aleph. I have a sukkah that's more than 20 amas tall. The schach is more than 20 amas off the ground. So I want to raise the floor. The Gemara and Gimel and Beis going to Dalet Amud Aleph had spoken about inappropriate ways to raise the floor, if you're using karma ksusas, so on and so forth. Forget about all of that. I build an itztava, real construction, bricks and mortar. It definitely counts as a raised floor. And the area that's raised is definitely does not have the psul of l'mal mi'asr mama. So if I build type one, I build the itztava along the middle wall so that the itztava is in direct contact with three walls. And yesh b'hech shosukah, the area, the surface area of the top of the itztava is at least 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. So the surface at the top of the itzvah is absolutely a kasher sukkah. Absolutely a kasher sukkah. Go look. That's what they said. If it's min hatzad, case number two, if I build the itzvah along one of the side walls, not along the back wall. So then the problem is, as all the Rishonim point out, that itzvah, it's very nice that it's 7 by 7 and it's less than 20 amas from the schach, but it only has two walls, because it's touching its side wall, and it's touching part of the center wall, but it's not touching a third wall. So offhand, you would say it's a problem. The Gemara says, so the Amoraim say, well, that third area, this second situation, it's from outside, it's going to depend. Depends how far is the distance from the edge of the itzvah to the third wall. What the Gemara goes on to say is an application of Dofen Akuma. So let's take it step by step. Now, we spent some time a week or two ago on the first case. The first case is the Rush has a conversation about Shita's Rashi. Rashi had said, in the case of Itzav B'Emtza, case number one, that the whole sukkah is kosher, not just the on the Itzvah, even off the Itzvah. So that's what Rashi had said. And the Tosas Rid had disagreed. So just to review, and a couple of quick points that the Meiri adds something critical. And number one, it's worth remembering that what's driving the Rishonim was probably driving Rashi. What's driving Rashi to say that off of the Itztav is also Kasher, it, within the Gemara, is otherwise there's no Chesh. It was a Dabar Pasha, of course. The fact that on the itzvah is kosher, that's not, that's very obvious. I have a surface, it's zayin on zayin, it's less than 20 amas to the tzach, it has three walls, what's the problem? There's no chiddush that on the itzvah is kosher. So that's what drove Rashi to assume that if the chiddush must be that even off the itzvah is kosher, and that's where he brought in the idea of pesel hayotze min hasukkah, that Gemara and Daf Yates, that that we see it as an extension, just like you have a case where you have one wall doesn't extend along the entire length of the schach, but still I say that's it's an extension of the core kasher sukkah. So Rashi said here too, where the itzvah doesn't extend the whole way, we'll see the rest of the sukkah as pesel hayotze min hasukkah. Now the Rid disagrees, and we had seen last time the Rush presents the machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Yishai Yitrani, and in the footnotes of the Meiri they point that there were other Rishonim who also agree with Yishaya Trani, most notably his grandson, the Riaz. Riaz stands for Rabbi Yishaya Achron Zal. He was Rabbi Yishaya the second, named privately for his grandfather, the Tosus Rid, Rabbi Yishaya of Trani. And we had spoken last time of the fact that the Rush makes it pretty clear, and the Iri makes it clear as well. The Machlokas is, how do you look at Tzach Lamala Me'esrim? The Reishaya says, Rush quotes, Reishaya says, I mean, it's like if you had a kosher sukkah, then you have a wall, you have a roof. The sukkah is attached to your dining room. Sukkah is attached to your kitchen. sukkah opens into the patio doors. So you're going to say, oh, that's all an extension of the sukkah? Pesach yotzei min sukkah. The whole house is now kosher. Pesach yotzei min sukkah. Or Rabbi Yishaya is somewhat less dramatic. He says, let's say you have tzach kosher, and then you have metal bars. That's the way the Rush quote. Meiri points out, it's a beferusha mishnah. That if you have a kosher sukkah, but in the middle you have a band of pasul tzach, four tefachim wide or more, that chunk of pasul tzach is now pasul. You're not allowed to eat or sleep underneath it. You don't say pesach yotzei min sukkah. So Rabbi Yishaya says, look, you don't say pesach yotzei min sukkah by tzach pasul. It's attached to tzach kasher. Now, what would Rashi respond? So what Rashi would respond, presumably, is it's not tzach pasul. And that's what we began talking about last time, and the Meiri says it very beautifully. But yes, actually, let's take a look within in the language of the Meiri. The Meiri is very excited, very, very excited, because he really explains very, very, very clearly. Baruch Shekivanenu. The Meiri says, you know what Rashi, Meiri holds like Rashi. Like the Rush, Meiri holds like Rashi against the Rabbi Yishaya, very clearly. And he says, just like the classic case on Daf Yotes. Get a marker. Just like in the classic case in Daf Yotes. I have walls like that. One wall extends beyond the other wall. I have schach the whole way, or holier. Sorry?
No, I was trying to still that it must be that the schach was diagonal.
Could we have a pole? We have some sort of pole, or some sort of net. But we don't have a wall here. You don't have a wall here. Right? Or maybe the schach is solid. You could have a big tree branch or something. So this area, let's use more than one color. Right, so this is your classic case of Pesach Yotzei min Sukkah. See, this wall extends all the way. This wall, though, on the other side does not. So this, the part of the floor I'm calling red, obviously that's kosher. It has three walls. It has schach, gewalt, right? And the Chiddush Pesach Yotzei min Sukkah is this area is also kosher, even though you're missing your third wall. So somehow, once we have a kosher core sukkah, we can see this as an extension. Right? Now, everyone has to agree that that's not the case if what's missing here is kosher schach. That's as Meiri points out, it's a beferusha mishnah. You have four tefach band of pasul schach in the middle of an otherwise kosher sukkah, that band is pasul. We clearly do not apply pesach yotzei min sukkah to schach pasul. So presumably everyone has to agree to this distinction. Pesach yotzei min sukkah is when the schach is kosher, you're missing something else. You're missing a wall. And after all, if you think about the language was Pesach Yotzei min Sukkah. Pesach we spoke about last time means, as Rashi points out, means schach. It's so confusing. It sounds like puzzle. And but Pesach Psolas Garam V'Yekev. It's the biblical name for schach. If you have schach, means schach kosher, that extends from a core sukkah, that schach kosher will also be kosher. So what's wrong? What's the chiddush? I mean schach kosher, but something else is a problem. You're missing a wall, but the schach is kosher. Everyone agrees to that. The question is, how do you look at the lamala me'esrim issue? So the Rid says schach is more than 20 amos off the ground. That's mamish schach pasul. And the Meiri, I was very excited to see the language the Meiri has. The language of the Meiri here on page Tes Zayin, here in Devaso Haisa Devoha. Yeah, around two-thirds of the way down, he says an extra one. Yeah. So he says, it's Perishuha Bekanama Yotim Yisrach HaSukkah Afa Pisha Ein Bat Defanas Kekol HaTzarech, right? Pesach Yotim HaSukkah works, even though you don't have both walls along the extent of the area. Kach But Pinchas on a Roman call defines can the Gerorah Acharos HaPesel. He says, what's the London Pesach Yotzei Min HaSukkah? We see that we visualize that the walls are drawn by the Schach. If the Schach extends, then that we can imagine the walls extending also. That's, by the way, a very powerful idea. It probably goes back to Rashi and Daf Bei. It almost sounds like an Iker and Tuffel idea. In other words, to say that the walls are nigger after the schach is to say the ikar is this ikar sukkah is the schach, like Rashi told us from the very outset. So if the schach extends, so then we can you had this core schach and walls. So if the schach extends, then that can drag the walls along, or at least one wall along. Also, can't fix everything, but if there's one missing wall, we can imagine an extension of the wall together with the actual real schach. So he says mamash that nusach. We can also imagine as though the itztava continues. That's what we spoke about last time. It's very exciting to see this line in the meeting. In other words, that's what we spoke about over the course of the year. The floor is sometimes treated like another wall. So here, in the classic case of Pesach Yotzei Min HaSukkah, the floor extends, one wall extends, and Pesach Yotzei the Sukkah will magically extend that wall. The alternative is our case, where both walls extend, but the floor doesn't extend. So we can imagine the floor. Himamer says we can imagine the floor extending. Ki'ilu ha'itztava, ro'on ha'itztava, ki'ilu mitzvashetiz b'chal asukah. So that seems to be the Derech HaMelech in an understanding. Rashi, that again, it's built on an understanding that the schach fundamentally is kosher. It's just that we don't see as with sukkah l'mal mi'ester, we don't see as Pasul Schach. The Schach is kosher, but it's misplaced. Or to put it differently, the Schach is kosher, the floor is pasul. The Schach is fine. You just don't have a good floor to match that Schach. Your floor has to match that. Just like if I had kosher Schach over here and my walls are over here to the side. The Schach is beautiful, but you don't have the defanos. So here I have Schach and I have defanos, but the floor disappeared. The floor is too low. The floor doesn't relate to the Schach. That's the way Rashi looks at it. That's the way the Meiri is interpreting Rashi. So if I have, for one half of the sukkah, I have a proper floor, because I have the itztava, so then I can, the same way Pesach Yotzei Min HaSukkah allows me to extend one of the walls along the extent of the schach, it can also allow me to extend the floor, the proper higher floor, itztava floor, along the extent of the schach. So that's number one. That wraps up that. As I was saying before, last time Shira tried to put the two pieces together, this discussion about the rush of the rush and now the Meiri with the Machlokas Rashi and Rid, tried to weave that into the next piece. I'm not no longer convinced. Guys had good questions. Fry had good questions. Ziva good questions. So let's put that aside and now let's close up this conversation and let's focus on the next case. It's a Matzad as a freestanding separate conversation. Yes. Right, so that's why I think from the Meiri you see, that's why it might not be ideal to say like that's a psul gavra as opposed to psul chefza. It's not that it's a psul for me either, because I'm actually going to be, so to speak, below the floor. Because if we imagine the floor extending and I'm sitting below it. But I wouldn't differentiate gavra chefza, I would just say, is it a psul of the schach or is it a psul of the floor? It's a psul, we're missing a floor. Okay.
So once it extends, then what?
Yeah, but I'm underneath a floor that's not physical and therefore doesn't get in the way. You're not going to say, you're underneath a floor, so that's the mafsik between you and the schach. Much as, let's say, the Rashi and Tosafot have a debate later in the Masechta, later in the Sukkah. Let's say you're davening more slowly than the Tzibur, so they get up to Kiddushah, they get up to Kaddish, and you're still in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. So Rashi and Tosafot have a debate, should you stop and listen to Yotzei Shmei Ka'ona with the Heishmei Rabba and so forth? Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kvod, or not? Do we pass? Can you do? So, what does that mean? In other words, I'm not allowed to say Yehi Shvei Rab Mil Shema Esrei, right? I'm not allowed to say Kadosh, 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 and Mil Shema Esrei. That'd be a hefsek. But I can be Yotzei Shemei Ka'ona. Meaning, I'm Yotzei, but it's not, don't say Shemei Ka'ona, it's as though you actually said it, therefore it's as though you spoke in Mil Shema Esrei. No, I mean, it's as though I said it. I have the same kiyum without getting to the lamdas of Shemei Ka'ona, but I'm fulfilling the, I get the kiyum of Kadosh, 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 but it's not, it, you don't treat it though I actually said those words. Here too, as the floor extends, and now this is kosher, this is a kosher situation. But it's not, I don't say, well, since I'm imagining that the itzvah extends, so it's above my head, and therefore it's in the way of the schach. No. But it's machsher that zone. I want to, let's, in the time that remains, I would like to take more questions after this. In the time that remains, let's begin to roll up our sleeves and get to work on the next case. The itzvah min atzad. Yes, it's itzvah min atzad. So what did the Gemara say? Again, itzvah min atzad. So the Amoraim had said in this Psak Halacha that if it's within four, if the edge of the itzvah, the way the picture is set up in the Gemara, if the left edge of the itzvah is less than 4 amos away from the left-hand wall, so then it's kasher. The Gemara says, there are pasha, tanina. That's the din of Dofen Akuma. That if you have schach posel, if you have, the same before the mission is, if you have schach posel in the middle of the sukkah, so then the rule, once you have dal tvachim, it's a problem. But if the schach posel is along the edge of the sukkah, schach posel along the edge of the sukkah, you're not allowed to live under it, but it could be up to 4 amos and still. Which part is kosher will remain kosher. That's a din of dofen akuma, a bent wall. So that's what's going on here. Yes, shekayach. What's the chiddush? The Gemara says no. Pachas mikan. But what's the chiddush of the first case of the itzvah be'emtza? As I mentioned before, was driving Rashi to his chiddush. And Ritzva pointed out that the Rid would have to say that would have thought to make some gzeir drabanan. But the Gemara didn't raise explicitly what's the chiddush of itzvah be'emetz. Gemara does raise explicitly what's the chiddush of itzvah atzad that you say dofen akuma. That's the Mishnah later. We know the din of dofen akuma. This is just another example of dofen akuma. Learn the Mishnah daf yitzayim. The Gemara says no. Ma'od the same ha'hasim with the chazal dofen. Ha'ach lachazal dofen emelo ka mashmalan. I would have thought this isn't even a kosher dofen. It's not even a dofen kasher. Why? Because it's too high. Which again does sound like it feeds the havamina the Gemara had, which is rejected. But the havamina that I couldn't even say dofen akuma, presumably, but the different Nechemia has a different twist. But the simple reading that I wouldn't even say dofen akuma because the wall is too high. It's not even a kasher or wall. Forget about the schach not being kasher. The wall is not kasher. Why? Because it's more than 20 amas high. That's interesting. That's a way of thinking about the of Lamal Me Esrim as a psul of the wall. That fits well with the way we read the first Rashi. There is, I think, a degree of connection. It's not a psul schach. It's a psul floor. Or we had a havbin that says it's like a psul of the wall. The wall is too high. So maybe they can't even use dofen akuma. The Gemara says, no, it's rejected. But certainly that way of thinking is... That way of thinking is similar. Now, the Ran raises an important question here. The Ran raises an important question. Let's take a look. How many people have a chance to see the Ran inside? Quick show of hands. No? Okay. Let's break new ground. Let us break new ground. Actually, before you even see the Ran, maybe better, we'll go in the order of the Maram Kamos. Let's take a look at the Mishnah. How many people saw the tour? Tough Rish Lama Beis? Not yet. Okay. Off to it. Gevaldik. Okay, good. So let's work on it together. You know, even before we talk about that, one other point just to be aware of, we had spoken last time, you know, the Ran and the Ritva. Talk about two different ways of thinking about dofen akuma. And they point to Rashi's approach as opposed to the standard approach. Rashi doesn't appear here, but Rashi does appear. The footnotes of the Miri point out Rashi appears in Daf Yud Zayin. Daf Yud Zayin, Rashi gives both interpretations. The Miri gives a very clear explanation of what it means. Either the usual way of thinking about Dolphin Akuma, the accepted way, even Rashi in Daf Yud Zayin accepts this way, and the Rishonim here also do, is that if I have, looking from the side, so here I have my walls, and here's Kasher Sach, and here's something puzzle. So the standard way of thinking about it is to say that you consider the puzzle part of the Schach as a Dolphin Akuma, as an extension of the wall. Imagine the wall is L-shaped. That's all part of the wall. The Pasul Schach is an extension of the wall. It's an L-shaped wall instead of being a straight wall, a Dolphin Akuma. The other approach, which Rashi briefly discusses and rejects on Daf Yud Zayin, is maybe sort of like, imagine that this puzzle, not that this is all part of the wall, the Pesach puzzle, but imagine the Pesach puzzle just isn't there. Imagine that this tip is touching over here. How does that work? Or the way the Meiri says, imagine, where is the Akum? How is it bent wall? Not that we, Rashi says, not that we look at the schach puzzle as wall, we imagine that the wall sort of goes like that, like it curves, an imaginary continuation of the wall that curves under the schach puzzle. Okay, that's what the Rashi rejects it, mentions it, rejects it. The Ran mentions it here. Rashi and Yitzayim mentions it, rejects it. Rashi here doesn't even mention it. The Ran and Ritzvah here mention, reject it. Okay, Pasha Pshat is, we're looking at we're considering the Pesach Pasul itself to be a bent wall. Now, what the Ran does with that, though, is fascinating. So let's take a look at the Ran together. Ooh, I'm using the Gemara that doesn't have regular Tzuras Hadaf. So we're going to have to figure out where we are. Here, it's if you're looking at a traditional Ran, it's Beis Amud Aleph B'Daf Pei Harif. If you're looking at a Oz V'Hadar, it's Daf Dalet, the first column of Daf Dalet, which I guess would be technically Dalet Amud Aleph, right over here. D'Amasol Bana Ba Itzva Menatzad. Let's say it begins by quoting Pachne Amaras Ksheira Dofen Akuma. Pachne Amaras Ksheira Darmin Dofen Akuma. What does Dofen Akuma mean? Shiroin ki ilu adofen ekam. Imagine as though the wall, if you're using here, right over here, as though the wall itself is bent. What do you mean the wall is bent? Ki ilu aschach kulo shiroin adofen. It's the adofen. All the schach puzzle, all the schach that overhangs the space that's too high, the non-itzvah space, as though that's an extension of the wall. Right, like this. Boom. Let's just draw that out. I have, again, looking from the side, here is my sukkah. I built an itztava over here, and here's my sach. So this part is kasher, but this part is too high. So you say, well, the Gemara says, you say, dofen akuma. Pasha pshat, that means, not only is this vertical piece wall, but all the pasul aschach, I mean, it's kosher aschach, but it overhangs the space that's too deep. This is all one big wall. It's a wall that curves mostly vertical and partially horizontal. Horizontal wall, the roof is considered to be a horizontal piece of the wall. It's all part of the dofen. All part of El Shenisakim. It's a bent wall. Shekain Darkon Shel Ksalim Lehisakim. Walls often do that. Interesting. My walls usually don't do that. Okay. Sometimes, you know, interesting architecture. You have a wall that curves to the side. You have something. Okay. Aval, let's read within, then I'll be glad to take questions, but hopefully maybe your questions will be answered by the Vaitrinus. Aval Efshar Lifaresh, Roin Kilu HaDofen is Karev L'Schach. It can't be that you imagine that the Dofen is actually touching the Schach. Right? So you can't imagine the other approach, which Rashi had raised and rejected in Daf Yud Zayin. It's not as though this point is touching there.
No, it's the schach itself. The pasul schach is considered to be a horizontal extension of the wall. Skipping down a couple of lines, he said, "Lefi shita zua davar bar." One thing that emerges from a correct understanding of dofen akuma, she'in ochlin ba'oso shir shpei dofen litzva. You cannot eat over here. Right? You cannot eat underneath the pasul part because you're under a wall. You're not under schach. And then he says point number two. Very, very important. And here's a point that the Ran makes, which may or may not be relevant to halacha. The Ran says it, the Tur disagrees. Listen carefully. We're going to begin this conversation today. We're going to continue this conversation tomorrow. The Ran says, now that I understand Dofen Akuma, he says this whole business of, oh, if it's within four amas, it's fine. That's only if the wall is whole. In other words, all these cases of dofen akuma, like right over here, or this case, the Ran says, but let's say it looks like this. Let's say the wall doesn't go up all the way. Now, in general, if you have a sukkah like this, where the wall don't go up all the way, but the schach is directly above, is that kosher or not? If the walls are 10 tefachim, yes, how do you know? You're absolutely right, it is kosher. How do you know? It's a Mishnah, right? Take a quick peek. That's the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin that you did take a look at in Zayir this morning, right? The Mishnah talks about if I have walls that don't touch the floor, that could be more of a problem if there's 3 tefachim off the floor. But the Mishnah says, but Mishal Shel defines Mimata Lamala, if I'm extending walls from below to above, let's say imagine I'm weaving walls. So I have poles and I'm weaving, right? Or I'm unrolling. So it starts from the bottom, I'm working my way up. I didn't extend it all the way to the top. I ran out of materials, I ran out of time, I ran out of patience, whatever it is. So the mice, I have walls, and Mishnah says, we pass, if the walls go up at least 10 tefachim high, and then there's empty space, and then the schach above, beautiful, fine. It's not a problem. That's what the Mishnah says. In gavoa asar tefachim chera, as long as the walls are 10 tefachim high, because after all, we know that's the minimum high of the sukkah walls, as we know from our Mishnah Daf Beis. So then the schach, walls don't have to touch the schach. The Ran says, you're right, the Mishnah says in Daf Tezayin, the walls don't have to touch the schach. If the schach is kosher. But the Ran says, but let's say I have something that looks like this. I have walls that are 10 tefachim high in this space, and then here, there's schach possible. Over here is schach kosher. So you say, well, dofen akuma. The Ran says, there's no dofen akuma there. It's not connected. It's interesting. Ran says, the only way you can say dofen akuma is because the whole idea of dofen akuma is we see that the schach pasul is the horizontal extension of the wall. So he says, well, that's only going to work if there is a wall that reaches all the way until the schach pasul. But if there's blank space, then this is going to be a problem, even if it's less than 4 amos wide. Or the Ran is talking specifically about our case, right, where I have here's my itztava. Right, so this is only 18 amas, but here it's, let's say, 25 amas. So he says, if the wall goes all the way up to the top, and then I could see the schach over the 25 amas well as dofen akuma, as a bent wall. But he says, but if this wall doesn't touch the top, the wall goes up 10 tefachim, 10 amos, whatever. But there's a break of space. The Ran says, well, since I understand dofen akuma means it's an extension of the wall, it better be touching. And just to highlight, and then maybe we can may have some time for questions, but let's just see one more thing inside to see the contrast. Take a look at the tour. You look tomorrow to Shulchan Aruch, but take a look at the tour in your packet. Taf Reish Lamed Beis. The very big Tavarish Lam, very beginning of Simon Tavarish Lam Beis. He's talking about Schach Pasol. You see on the side, he says, here, on page Topkov Yud Aleph, Minat Sad, if the Schach Pasol is on the side, Eino Posel Barba Amos. If it's less than Arba Amos width
a schach path along the side, kshera, the rest of the sukkah is kasher, damre, and dofen akuma. We apply dofen akuma. And then the Torah very nonchalantly says, I feel ain't not dofen, ela asara tvachim. Even if the wall is only 10 tvachim high, it ends here at my waist, and then there's space, the hagad, the roof, meaning the pasul part of the schach, much higher. And then we say dofen akuma. He says, no problem. We imagine the wall goes up, and then we imagine that the schach pasul, the roof, is an extension of that dofen akuma, it's all good. So explicit machlokes tur and ran, just to clarify and encapsulate. Our Gemara, the second case of Itztava, was Itztava Matzad, raised the issue of Dofen Akuma. And then the Rishonim debate, well, does Dofen Akuma require Defanos Magios L'Schach? The Ran thinks that Dofen Akuma only works if the wall physically touches the Schach. Then I can say, and that's an application, and Nafkamina, in this understanding, Dofen Akuma means that the Pasul Aschach, the roof itself, becomes a horizontal extension of the dofen. But if there's no contact like this, the Ran says no dice. Even though the Aschach Pasul is less than 4 amos, you can't say dofen akuma unless the dofen is touching the akuma part. And the Tur explicitly rejects it. He says, no, you imagine the dofen extending all the way up to the Aschach. And then the actual Aschach Pasul is a curvature off of that. So, and this could come up with Alcha Maisa. Come all the time. And now, most of our sukkahs, we tend to have very well-made sukkahs. So most of, we rarely have the fana she'en magiyos l'schach. We do have the open akuma all the time. You have an overhanging part of the sukkah, but the eaves overhang part of the sukkah, so don't send to that, they send to the rest. That could be an example of the open akuma. We usually don't have the fana she'en magiyos l'schach. Be good. That's the fish, and we're going to see tomorrow. Machokos halach l'maisa. Machokos on the page of Shulchan Aruch. How to possibly? It behooves us to think, if we're going to do some more tomorrow, what are they arguing about? So, Machlok Salah HaMaisa, what's the Ran saying? What's the Torah saying? Where is this coming from? A number of guys are waiting very patiently for questions. Number one, Avram.
Where in the Torah were we?
Where in the Torah were we? Starting Tefresh on the days from the words Min Hatzad. No problem. Yes, you were right also far.
So what would my question before with the Rebbe answer that there's no actual physical floor, it's just that you're saying that it's fulfilling what the floor would have done. So he's saying it seems to be saying the opposite over here with the wall, that it actually has to be a physical wall. So it kind of seems a little bit like cherry picking. Like over here it only counts if it's touching, but over there it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
If it's actually physical.
Very good point. So yes, you're touching a critical point. There is a lot of imagination that at work in the world of mechitzos. Right? You have Pesach Yotzim and Sukkah, imagine the wall extending. You have the din of lavud. Two things are within three tefachim each other, imagine them as being connected. The Tur mentioned an idea which is essentially good asik. We can imagine the wall extending upwards. I will tell you, and dofen akuma, we imagine the pasul aschach as though it were just a bent wall. So you're raising an incredible point. Matter of fact, maybe instead of calling Yossi Dietz, we should call you for today Akiva Dietz, because you capture the essence of this is a real mechavin jackpot. You're mechavin to Akiva Eger. You're mechavin to the essence of Akiva Eger says, which is incredible. Akiva Eger basically says the Ran is saying you can't have too much imagination. You can't have two different halachas of Moshe Sinai work at the same time. To say, you could say the wall extends. Or you could say Dofen Akuma. You can't say both together. You can't say, well, first of all, we imagine the wall extending, and then we imagine the schach above is like a bent extension of the wall, so that you can't have trei hilchasa one after in series. You can have them in parallel. The Rav Akiva Eger says, but Rav Akiva says where the Ran said, the Rav Akiva Eger's read of the Ran is you can't have two halachas b'zeh chazeh. You can't have two halachas in series, and as opposed to other cases, there's only one halacha. You can have all sorts of conceptual
extensions in the world of mechitzas, but you can't stack them.
Seven tefach walls, and then the love is the fake wall. The wall that's not there.
We're going to get to that tomorrow. What do you do if you have, let's say the schach is an puzzle, but let's say you have schach, you have 10 tefach walls, space, and then you have kasher schach, except the kasher schach isn't directly overhead. It's off to the side, but within three tefachim. Can you say love it? We're going to get to that tomorrow. I both say enjoy your lunch, and let's stick around for questions.